The battle and cross the line. I'm about to make another mistake, and even though I try to stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent, repent. Am I out of my mind? What did I do? Oh, I feel so bad. And every time I try to start all over again, my shame comes back to haunt me. I'm trying hard to walk away, but temptation is surrounding me, surrounding me. I wish that I could find the strength to change my life before it's too late, too late, too late. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent, repent. I know, oh Allah, you're the most forgiving, and that you promise to always be there when I call upon you. So now I'm standing here, ashamed of all the mistakes I've committed. Please don't turn me away and hear my prayer when I ask you to forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent. Forgive me.
Assalamu alaikum everyone, this is Brother Maher Zain. For my latest news and updates, join me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter. Salam.
To stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me.
Hola, assalamu alaikum. Hello to all listeners. That you're listening to every morning, which has no matter what. You're well, and inshallah, you enjoyed this week's episode. Daily Morning is a weekly chat show discussing a variety of topics in all ages and ability. Comes every Sunday, and inshallah, you guys enjoy it. This week, I'll be talking about the Sunnah of eating as well as continuing the 99 names of Allah's Banner series. So, yeah, it's on all platforms, YouTube, Wi-Fi, and just. And let's come with the episode. Transparent for the national and international series means Quran Hadith series. This week we can now Al-Basir, so Bismillah. Al-Basir, meaning the all-knowing, the one who sees all things by eternal seeing without any judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Basir. He sees everything, even if it's insignificant, like a black ant on a black stone when it's pitch black at night. There's nothing hidden from his sight. He had knowledge in all things, both in heaven and earth. He doesn't miss any detail. He's sight and compassionate, not just the fiction. He sees what's within. From the letters BSR, which can be stand for to see, behold, to notice, to understand, to know, perceive, to have insight, to accurately know. No, acute aware. From the Quran, Surah 20, Ayah 46. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, fear not, indeed I am with you both, I hear and I see. This verse was said to Prophet Musa when he was commanded to confess the Taranfur. Imagine being in the Prophet Musa, you know, Faran violated history, how he tortured and enslaved anyone who defeated him. Now imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling you he is by your side, then he's hearing and seeing. That's being said, doesn't ease Musa's task at hand, but just highlight another meaning in the name Al-Basir, which often gets overlooked. It's a reminder that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not just watching you, but it's not just Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just watching you, he is watching over you. It is a name that once understood should instead peace, comfort, and protection. From Surah 4, Ayah 58. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands you to regain trust to those who do. When you judge between people, to judge justice. Excellent that is that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs you. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ever hearing and seeing. Now, just to finish off, I've got a little hadith as well. We must remind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all hearing and all seeing. If we keep this forefront, our minds save a lot of trouble. Knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching, we would avoid doing or saying something that we later regret. It serves as a precautionary mechanism. We can filter our choice, bring our awareness to our actions and speech. Furthermore, the believers who knows Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Basir, they find comfort. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala notices every detail, public and privately. Sometimes we may not get credit for our work and acts of kindness or generosity may be abused or unappreciated, but the believers can be found sold in understanding that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees and know it all. Nothing goes without his noticing, and on the day of judgment all accounts will be measured accordingly. And this is to wrap it up. Surah 9, Ayah 105. And say, do as you will to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will see your deeds, and so will his messenger and his believers. And you will return to the knowing of the unseen and the witness. He will inform you of what you used to do. So Jazakallah for listening. Next week we'll be looking at, which is number 28, by the way, which is Al-Haqam, number 28. So Jazakallah for listening, and inshallah you guys enjoy it as always. And you can hear more of this next week, inshallah. So now I'm going to play you guys in the sheet that I did play like a while ago, probably a couple of months ago, but I decided to play it again because it's one of my favourite sheets, which is Worth It by Harris J. I can't remember who he's a feature by, but I know he's featured someone in the rap bit. Well, not rap bit, but spoken bit. But yeah, Inshallah, you guys enjoy this nasheed. And after the break, I'll be talking about sunnah of eating. I know I talked about this a while ago, sunnah of eating, but I just thought I'll recap for you guys in today's podcast. So yeah, enjoy the nasheed break and enjoy the break.
It's way too late, but I'm still wide awake. Cause I can't sleep yet, I can't sleep yet. Got a thousand words that won't stop running circles round in my head, round in my head. Sometimes I feel just like these days and nights will never end. But will I ever get this chance again? So I pray, yes I pray.
To put a lot of work in, yeah.
One chance, one shot. No, I won't give up. All my faith in God, that'll keep me strong.
Cause I'm sitting here thinking about this world that we're living in. So I'm wasting all the time where others aim for the sky. Sacrifice some time for my success. I know it's worth it in the
because
end.
Because I know it's worth it.
Assalamu alaikum everyone, this is Harris J. Thank you very much for watching my video. For my latest updates, follow me on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. The information is below. Assalamu alaikum.
It's way too late, but I'm still wide awake. Cause I can't sleep yet, I can't sleep yet.
Hola, assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to the Daily Namala, which is Namala Ahmed. Inshallah, you guys enjoy Worth It by Harris J featuring Saf Adam. So now I am going to just talk about the good things about eating. Number one, to wash hands and gurgle mouth before and after eating. Number two, to make attention that I am eating to gain strength for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's worship. Number three, let one third of the stomach be for food, one third of for water, and the last one third left empty. Only eat if you're hungry. Number five, stop eating when you can still eat, i.e. never eat till you're filled. Number six, eat with your right hand. Number seven, use your right hand when taking or giving someone's food. Number eight, to sit on the floor and eat in one of the following three ways. To squat with the bottom away from the ground, to sit on one leg and have the other knee raised, or to sit on both the legs as in the dashahud position. Number nine, I think. Never lean against anything whilst eating. Number 10, to remove shoes before eating. Number 11, when eating together, the most elderly person should make to begin eating first. Number 11, if one can easily eat with three fingers, then it should be done and not to unnecessarily use a fourth one. If two or more people are eating together, then each person should eat that food which is closer to him. It is incorrectly to eat that which is in the middle or in front of others. If variety of dishes are served, then it is permissible to partake in any that they wish to and leave that they would they don't feel like eating or passing any remark. Steaming food shouldn't be ate unless it's cooled until they cool down. Do not blow on any foodstuff. To have vinegar and honey in the house is sunnah, which is a good thing. Whilst eating, if any crumbs or piece of food fall, then these should be picked up and eat and not left for the shaitan. Whilst eating, if a visitor comes, he, she, or they should also be requested to join in a meal. When eating together, we should try and eat until the end, the last eater, so we can accommodate the slow eaters. If it's not possible, we should excuse ourselves. If several people are eating dates or grapes together, then none should take in twos without the permission of the compassionate. If a server have cooked our food, then he, she, or they should be required to eat with us or separately. The habit of gurgling the mouth together with washing the hands after meals is a source of a great blessing. Got four more left. After eating, one should lick their finger and plate, as it's possible that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may have kept blessing and the barakah on the particles left behind on the finger or plate. The middle finger should be licked first, followed by the index finger, lastly the thumb, when only using three fingers. If more than three has used, after licking the above three, the little and the ring finger should be licked afterwards. The tablecloth should be lift in front of the diner, that the diner should clear up the tablecloth and fold and lift up before themselves stand up. Last one, the dasgaraha should be spread on the which is the tablecloth, should be spread on the floor, as our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never ate on a table. So JazakAllah for listening as always. Inshallah you guys enjoy it as always. Next week, I might talk a bit about results today because A level results today on the 18th, but then I might do that the week after. I think this week and next week are going to be like results day B. Maybe, I'm not too sure, but just waiting. So, just like for listening, ensure you guys enjoy. Until then, Allah Hafiz, peace out for now. Bye.
The line, I'm about to make another mistake, and even though I try to stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent, repent. Am I out of my mind? What did I do? Oh, I feel so bad. And every time I try to start all over again, my shame comes back to haunt me. I'm trying hard to walk away, but temptation is surrounding me, surrounding me. I wish that I could find the strength to change my life before it's too late, too late, too late. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent, repent. I know, Allah, you're the most forgiving, and that you've promised to always be there when I call upon you. So now I'm standing here, ashamed of all the mistakes I've committed. Please don't turn me away and hear my prayer when I ask you to forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent, repent.
Assalamu alaikum everyone, this is Brother Maher Zain. For my latest news and updates, join me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter. Salam.
to stay away. Everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me.